Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go to Adam in Green Bay. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, man. How's it going?
What's up?
Can I get a Milwaukee's best?
Can we get him a beverage? There you go.
All right. There you go. Hey, man. I'm going to say this. I watched the whole entire game all night long. And even though we got beat, our ass beat, honestly, we actually held with them, and we beat their ass, honestly, in Oracle.
So what you're saying is when you beat them out there, that's all that matters, but then they came and beat your ass in your building, but that doesn't count.
No, it does count, but we were competitive against them in this building.
I think the Bucks can play with anybody. I'm not concerned about that, but, I mean – I think, you know, I got a question, frankly, if they could beat them in a 7-game series, I would say no. I would think they'll lose that series in, at the worst, 6 or 7 games. At worst. I mean, at very worst. Yeah. I still think they would win that thing in 5 or 6 to me.
I definitely, I'd probably go on your side on that right now. But if we can start getting our threes going, that was the biggest thing. Our 3-point shots did not go down.
Okay, well, first of all, no one shoots the three better than the Warriors, so you got a long way to go before that happens. What I would suggest is the reality of it is I think the Bucks are 2 players away from being great, to be honest with you. I think what they have now is a good team with some, you know, decent players and 1 great player. And that's kind of my problem with them. I just, you know, I went down the list before of who they have and what they do. I don't think they're bad at all. I don't think that in the slightest. But I do think they're short some star power. And when I mean star power, I'm talking about productivity. Like, you know, the way Jimmy Butler went to Philly and he's, you know, throwing in 20-some a game, right? And then he's hitting game winners at the end of games. That's what the Bucks need, a guy that will finish games besides Antetokounmpo. He's the only one. That's all they do is go to him, and that's a great plan. But I think you need, like, so Embiid has Butler to hit, you know, a bomb to win a game. You got, you know, Simmons that makes plays. They have, you know, different options. Redick can hit shots. There's just so many things on that team that they can do and play around with. I even think McConnell's a great little player, but they don't have that, the Bucks. You know, I mentioned Brogdon, these guys, not bad. Middleton, not bad. Henson, I think, just had some injury, whatever. So to me, they don't have enough, like, star power, finishers, closers, guys that, you know, not these regular season games that don't matter, all these games that don't matter. The bottom line is we know the Bucks are a playoff team. They're going to make the playoffs. What are they going to do in the playoffs without star power? When you just have one guy, at some point or another, that guy carries the team every night, and he's going to run out of gas. I don't care how good he is. I don't care how young he is. When you demand that much of him to play that many minutes against guys that are, you know, monsters. He's a monster, but he's gonna be at war. So it's going to take a toll on him. Playing that kind of burn every night and having that much responsibility and pressure where it's all on his shoulders to do all the scoring and the finishing and the closing and the shot blocking and the rebounding. And, you know, he's asked to do everything. They need other players to relieve him of that stress, if you ask me.
Which is why you can see that they gave up a lot in that trade, I thought. I mean, to get George Hill is a good, solid player, but not a guy that's going to put you over the top like that. To give up Henson, to give up 2 picks in that draft a couple years from now. Dellavedova, whatever. He was a waste.
So Henson's not hurt. He got dealt.
He was dealt in that deal with Dellavedova.
There you go. So I like George Hill. I'll give you that's a good move in the short term. I think, you know, for this year, it's a good move to have Hill, who can definitely fill it up. You know, if I were them, to be honest with you, I would have loved Hill and Rodney Hood, to be honest with you, on that team with Greek Freak. I think that would have made him even better. So, you know, if I'm a Bucks fan, I'm hoping – that they're not done. You know, with just George Hill is a nice piece, but he's not the answer. I mean, that's just a nice piece in a move that makes him a little bit better. I think they still need to make another move that's a real showstopper type move that makes him go over the top.
I agree with you, because that's what was supposed to be the Bledsoe trade last year when he was having his trouble in Phoenix and they got him from there. That was supposed to be the guy to take the pressure off Giannis, to give him that second scoring option, to be the guy that when he tried to double or triple team him, then Bledsoe's going to make you pay for it. But he's had some decent games. He's pretty good, but he hasn't lived up to that hype that they thought when they were getting him in that deal, I feel like. They thought it was going to be him, Maker, and Giannis. Maker's been okay, but not stepping up to the next level, and Bledsoe's been okay, but not the second banana that they need.
I bet these guys, my guess is, Hill's got to be just stoked, frankly, to be getting out of Cleveland.
Yeah.
Honestly, because is that not the – I mean, that's federal prison now, basically, in the NBA playing there, isn't it?
Plus, Budenholzer and him have a history from San Antonio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.